Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of Something Else Podcast. This week, me and Roy, we discussed the JBP situation. We also discussed, you know, the tragic passing of Shaq G and Black Rap as well. We talked about the situation that's happening in North Carolina. And we talked about the mental health things, as far as spiritual things, and a whole lot more. So I'm not going to hold you guys long. So let's get right into the show. Let's get it. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of the Simply Awesome Podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's me back. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag Poppy. Real static. Yeah, back at it again, man. How you feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling great. Still alive. Still mentally sane.
Still feeling great, right? You know? You and your new, well, you got the Reggie cap on today. You ain't got, ain't no, you know, little star spangled banner.
Ain't that crazy. I ain't got no flavors today. I got some coming on the way.
That's true. But you know, I'm swimming.
Yeah, I see the ducks and the geese got you right.
Swimming. You know what I'm saying? Looking good, feeling good. Definitely blessed, highly favored. Man, just happy to be back on YouTube. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But no further ado, we're going to get right into it. We want to talk about the JBP podcast. We don't know, guys, Joe Budden podcast. Recently, over the past, what, 3-4 weeks, some of the prominent co-hosts have been absent, such as Rory and Mo.
Ice replacing them. I actually like the replacements. Yep. And they need that old podcast. They need that old podcast. They were good. They were really good.
Yeah, they were. Ice, I think they did a really good job. Rory and Maul were absent for a few weeks, and I had people questioning whether they were returned, whether the new show was just entail Joe Budden, Ish, and Ice going forward. And then recently, the past few episodes that they have, you know, Rory and Maul, they both returned.
Why did they come back before the first? Them bills, dude. They need that paycheck. They like, shit, I'm coming back before the first. I need this money. Okay. The one thing I didn't understand is they were acting like they were equity partners in the whole thing. They're not. From the conversations they had, they were like, oh, I didn't understand that. If you're equity partner in something, you should know how they operate. Don't you know how this go. They're employees. They might have equity in the company, but that they're not actual partners with Joe in this in the actual thing, because when they were saying all the deals went through Joe, everything went through Joe, they got that contract for whatever Joe told them. So they're not equity for what they were saying, they're not equitable partners in the company. They have equity in the production, but they are equitable partners in it.
Well, to play devil's advocate, you know, saying they are their friends. I'm pretty sure that they are friends, but
it's the Joe Budden podcast.
I'm pretty sure they had conversations that are beyond, you know, pen and paper and contract entails. They've had conversations, you know, as far as like how the business should be handled.
Okay, we can have as many conversations as you want. If it's not in black and white, it don't count. It don't matter how many.
That's a good point.
I can say, oh, I'm going to give you 60% of the business. I'm going to take 40. And if it's not in black and white, it's whatever I give you. And whatever actually you get in the company is what you get. If it's not in black and white, it don't count.
But.
Unless there's some type of somebody validate the third party of a verbal agreement with them.
But there's people who are like, hey, if you're my mans, I'm going to look out for you.
That's cool and all, but that don't count the court of law. That don't count when their contracts come out. It's like, hey, I said I was getting this. You're like, I never agreed to that. Where's the paperwork for that? When did we say this?
And all due respect, this is typically, you know, speculation by us as well as the rest of the media. We don't know exactly what happened, but from the approximation of the things that Rory, Maul, and Joe said throughout the podcast, it's more or less, it seems like there was a problem chemistry-wise, as, you know, people will keep close
tabs with the podcast with Rory
was getting out of pocket. He was overstepping the boundaries. So. He was overstepping the boundaries. He shouldn't have been overstepping in the business. Friendship wise, y'all can handle that separately, but in the business, he was overstepping the way he was supposed to do it. He was way out of pocket what he was saying. I mean, as opposed to the business side of the podcast. The friendship shit, they could have had that differently, had that sideways, but he was talking real reckless on the show, like, this is business. I don't know how friendly we are, we cool, we all well, but you talking wild on the job? Invite me to your hands, like, come on. Whatever. Like, if it's a private conversation we have outside
not the podcast, not only that, he went on cool, to other platforms and said that pretty much he didn't, he's saying that he doesn't even like podcasting, to be honest.
Well, he don't got a podcast. It's the Joe Button podcast featuring Rory Amal as the sidekick to the co-host. It's not Rory Amal featuring Joe Button. It's Joe Button featuring him. Like, I have y'all bounce my ideas off of him. Y'all, we cool or whatever. I can replace y'all motherfuckers if I need to.
In background as well. So pretty much, Joe told Rory specifically not to come in for a few episodes or whatever. Because yeah, cool, the chemistry was off. Whatever.
Yeah, everything was off.
Then Joe, I guess, invites Maul and then Parks or whatever. They have conversation. Shit goes off the rails with Joe and Maul.
It goes back because Maul, like, how you gonna tell him?
Something to the effect of Joe telling Maul that the podcast is Maul's business. So now Maul's disgruntled. So now pretty much Rory and Maul are, you know, dealing. Well, they're pissed or whatever. So
Joe told instead Maul, of whatever,
Rory supposed to be gone for like a couple cool down episodes, and that being an extended period to where now Maul and Rory are for an extended period of time until they handle shit, you know, background wise or whatever.
That was Maul's choice. Joe said Rory take a little break, get kind of zesty, kind of spicy on the show, trying to talk real crazy on the show real quick. Just take a little break. Come back, we get your energy together, whatever. We figure it out behind the scenes, whatever. Maul said, "Oh, why you tell Rory not to come back? What's wrong with that?" He's like, "They got to do with you." I told him, "You saw what was going on with the podcast. You saw him talking real crazy. I asked him to step away real quick." I was like, "Why are you telling him to do that? We didn't do it in consensus." And he was like, "What consensus? This is my fucking show. I got consent with nobody. This is my shit. This is business. Not no friendship shit. Whatever I'm doing with him on the side, I got nothing to do with you. If you come to the podcast, you're not." Maul said, "Oh, I'm sticking with Rory. I'm a fall back too." I'm like, he's like, "All right, fuck it. You can fall back whenever you want to."
Right. And then Joe, I guess, you know, once they came back, was just telling them that pretty much that they have the luxury in the position that they are to come back to their seats. Yeah. Because nowhere else could they have left for a month
to come back again. Like, I'm back again.
Right.
Maul left on his own. Maul could have been in the whole day. I'm like, no, I'm staying with Rory. But Rory was in the wrong. Rory should have took that break.
Right. But and this is just, I guess you could say what Joe did was it's kind of petty, but it was also right, essentially, because from Joe's perspective, the podcast is pretty much his baby, right?
It is his baby. It's his show.
So, of course, sometimes he may be insensitive, but that's only because there's something that he's really invested in, which is his mom said, well, maybe the podcast has been a pause for a minute. Joe's like, no, he hires X amount of people, and this their livelihood. They have you know, mouths they need to feed as well. It's not like a situation where Rory is sick or somebody's sick and they have to be gone for an extended period of time.
No, Rory's
just
out of pocket.
Y'all niggas just elected like, hey, we're disgruntled, so we're just gonna be gone for however long we're gonna be gone. So man. Joe, in turn, you know, he has to scramble to find people, you know, who'll do the podcast. Not too sure whether he has to pay them the same as Rory and Maul, whatever. But in any of the case, you also have to find two other people I don't think a little bit of chemistry with them as well.
I don't think it's the same price that, of course, Rio Marlboro have a different price because they negotiated when they negotiated that set they would be a separate part of the cast of the podcast. But I'm pretty sure Isha Ice got fairly compensated for their time on the show. I'm pretty sure they didn't get a raw deal on what they got. It's just that their price contract was probably different than a lot different than what everybody else did. They probably got a standard contract and said, okay, go work for this, and come and do your work or whatever. Right. I'm pretty sure they got compensated a good amount for the team three hours they did every time they did their podcast.
I think so too.
I don't think it was no chump change, but of course I don't think it was what Warrior Ball was getting though.
Do you think that the JBP went down to ratings with Isha Ice, or do you think that?
Hell no, I think Isha Ice.
Or do you think it stayed about the same?
I actually think it went up because I like their perspective more than Warrior Ball's real. If I'm being honest, they had a better perspective to me. Well,
Do you think it was dangerous for Rory and Maul for them being gone?
Hell yeah, they could have joked and been like, look, y'all didn't come back for a month. Obviously, y'all contract with Merlin Boyd. Y'all going. Y'all won't come back to the table. Come back to the table. We got to renegotiate some shit. Because y'all contract, like, I guess that I would think that we have a clause in there saying if you don't show up for so much time or so much business work, your contract is null and void or there's a penalty in there. And y'all, I'm pretty sure there's something like that in there. I'm guessing Joe waived that shit because of the first shit, but I'm pretty sure there's something like that in their contracts. Because most of the time in corporate, you have something like that. Or like if you miss so many days about no call, no show, you don't have, it's not like an emergency or something like this, or doctor or something like that, like you have to actually show why you're out for that long with a valid reason. Or your contract is null and void. Like, they just cancel your shit. You're fine.
Oh, bullshit. So, bro, you ever tried to do some bullshit like that, nigga?
Now, Marl walked away. Joker said, you quit, nigga. He's like, hey, you quit. I didn't force you out. I didn't take no break. You just quit.
That's true. All right, Roy. So we got to make sure you don't do nothing like this. I ain't got to
find. No. You ain't got to worry about me, bro.
So we good, yo? We good?
You better make sure I got bottled by random.
Oh, you fucked up. Oh, no.
I got nowhere to go. You know, we locked in. Right, we locked in, baby.
We making sure that we cool at home.
We locked in, man.
Also, just want to know about your mental health, man. How's everything going?
Look, man, like I talked about last time, I've been filtering the content coming in, man. I'm trying to keep positive vibes over here to keep bad news away as much as I can, keep good news coming in, keep myself in a good headspace and be straight.
I'm going to Vegas.
Hey, that's what's up. Congrats. When is this happening?
The end of this month.
Hey, good for you. Good for you. Enjoy your time out there, bro.
I will. Don't worry, we'll still do a pod.
You doing a weekend or a week?
I'll do the pod from Vegas.
No, I'm asking, are you going to be in Vegas for a weekend or a week?
Oh, I'm going to be there for a weekend.
Okay.
A little extended weekend, but for a weekend.
Okay.
For Memorial weekend, pretty much.
Oh, enjoy yourself, bro. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, man, bro. But we gotta get you out of here in the streets. We gotta get you with the baddies.
Man, I'm trying. I'm just being a street. The streets ain't for me.
Man, don't worry. I'm kidnapping you. We're gonna go to Orlando. We're gonna meet you a nice chocolate woman like the one that you showed me that you sent me on Twitter.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with the chocolate baddies. You already know.
Exactly. I'm gonna take you to where they at.
Let's go to something real quick. Let's go to some more news real quick.
Shout out to the JBP. Definitely one of the pioneers to really do podcasts big. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we got an aspiration to be just as big as they are, but pretty sure that we're making an impact as we keep doing this as well.
We got to do RIP. Two we missed last week.
Oh, most definitely. Sorry for that last podcast, man. Rest in peace to Shaq G.
Yeah.
Sorry that we totally omitted and forgot about you, man. But definitely a legend, an icon. Roy could speak more to him.
founder of Digital Underground, his alter ego was Humpty Hump, you know, for the Humpty Dance. He was a lot of, Digital Underground was the ones that actually put Tupac on. He was a backup dancer that he got actually rap and roll, and some of their songs that he blew up more solo, but he always kept Shock G and Humpty around. They were very influential, very musically knowledgeable, a legend in the game. Dude had flow like crazy, very charismatic. The overall good dude, like nobody had nothing bad to say about him. He was an instrumentalist also. He played piano and a couple of other, like, dude was really about his music life. Also, RIP, Bad Boy legend, Black Rob.
Rest in peace, Black Rob.
Like, well, the man had crazy flow. Albums were ridiculous. Go back and listen to stuff. Some people say there's a Bad Boy curse, but I don't know about that. Apparently, his condition was he had something wrong with, like, his liver, kidneys, or something, and they just had a failure. And I've probably been going through this, like, for years and years. Like, since early, like, late 90s or something like that. This is not a direct quote, but this is what I remember reading, like, 90s. He be going through his medical stuff, but he kept it private, kept it to himself or whatever. Didn't let it the public know. But dude had crazy flow, crazy bars, like, great albums. Go listen to it from young folks that don't know who he is. Like I said, Whoa was one of his biggest songs, like, crazy, crazy song. He's featured all over Bad Boy albums from the early 2000s to the 2010s or whatever. Dude was he was great. He was great. Go listen to his stuff.
Bro, how do you think that hip hop and rap music has transcended time from the late 80s and the, you know, throughout the 90s to now? How you think they impacted today's hip hop?
What the mid 70s when rap started, like 75, 76 for real. I don't think their album actually dropped until like 79, but from about like 75, it's been crazy. People didn't think that rap would actually survive. People thought it was going to be a trend. People thought about around 1980 that it was going to be fizzled out. It's going to be gone. They said it's going to be a flash in the pan, 5 years and be gone. It's dead. And then at what, 40 plus years strong, man?
Yeah, man. We get people
it's like. It's the most popular genre out there in the world. Rap is pop, hip hop is pop.
Yeah, we get the innovators. We think of, Kanye, lesser degree, Soulja Boy. Now, with Drake and now Uzi Vert.
I gotta stop you right there, real quick. You can't say lesser degree, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was an innovator. He was the first rapper on MySpace.
No disrespect to Young Draco.
He was really the first indie rapper to pop up on the internet. He was the first one that literally went platinum off a live wire, Tunnel Bear, Vins, Napster, all that shit. He was the first and that nigga to blow up. Really had his website, had the MySpace, had everything. The first YouTube nigga for real.
Right. He was the first. There's no disrespect to Soulja Boy. I'm just saying, as far as
he's literally like the biggest
rap stars right now.
Like he's the innovator of all this internet shit niggas talking about. Most definitely. Was literally the first one to do it. Can't nobody say, "Oh, I'm the important." You can't. It was certain people doing certain shit at the same time, like Ice-T had.
But not to the level that Soulja Boy.
Not as somebody coming in doing it. They had a couple of standard albums, like Ice-T has digital albums of like 99, 2000, and before I take
it. Right, because if you think about it, it seems like really, Soulja Boy was the one who really started, like, far as like factoring numbers. And he helped start up the TikTok wave. If you think about it, as far as like dancing and incorporated with music videos and stuff like that.
It just wasn't
a name for it.
He was the first internet rapper, but like I said, other people were like Ice-T had like websites and digital L's before they were popular. Before iTunes, Ice-T had his own website, had his own MP3s and stuff, something like that. But he was an older rapper doing the new shit, which is cool, whatever. That was great. It was very innovative at the time. But Soulja Boy was the first internet rapper fully on the internet. And every when shit before he blew up off the internet. It wasn't no look. Of course, he had look and sponsorship, but he really blew up ringtones, his video, and the internet. He was the first one to do that.
That's a good point.
And do it all the way around. And we said, as a new artist, not as established artist that came in doing that stuff, but as a brand new artist in technical media, he's the first one to do it, as far as we know.
Think about if he did all that independently. You know what I'm saying?
He did. Not being on
a major label for
The reason he got signed was because his shit was getting so hot. That's how he got signed. Like, it was blowing the shit up so much that he had to sign it.
God.
But yeah, I think that rap has become, hip hop has been a little bit watered down in America, at least. Because we don't need, a lot of people don't, they think it's just the rap on the radio or the rap on your playlist. But hip hop is supposed to be like the graffiti, the breakdance, and the lyricism, the MC. The MC don't make you a rapper, the MC make you control the mic. You could be that's the master ceremony. And somebody's like, hey, take over the mic or whatever. It didn't have to actually be a rapper. It turned into that, but that wasn't what the MC was originally. It's the DJ and all this other stuff that get lost here in America because people don't actually study the roots of hip hop and say, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and don't go back and look at what the history of hip hop is. They say, okay, I'm doing this, and don't look back.
Question, do you think it's watered down because of the lack of skill and talent, or you think is it watered down based upon what we heard from the past compared to what we hear now?
It's not skill and talent, because every generation has their own skills, their own talent. I'm not saying that's the problem. I'm saying that most people that jump in the game don't actually look at who came before them. They'll say, I'm doing me. They will not look back at anyone that was before them, maybe 5, 2 years. Like, okay, say your kid come out now. You would have been influenced by what? Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan, Future, who else? Soulja Boy, Chief Keef, Lil Durk, and people like that. But you don't look back any further than that to look at anybody like Method Man or Wu-Tang or LL Cool J started 80s or the Cypress Hill or maybe Sugar Hill Gang. Sugar Hill Gang was the one that started off. Nobody
goes. But what makes it more than now? Is it specifically to the content, Roy?
I think it's the. Well, I'm not saying more than as in the art, as in the rap. I'm talking about all the other aspects of hip hop. At least here in America. Because if you pay attention, they have like Red Bull has B-boy competition. And most of the teams are coming from like Korea or Japan or China or France or Brazil or somewhere, not necessarily in America. We have teams competing, but they are at the high level when it comes to those competitions. Or like graffiti competitions, something like that. That's something not as popular as it used to be here in America. I'm not saying that it's performed here, but it's not as a main staple in the culture as it used to be. When the culture was first emerging in like the late 70s, early 80s. This is stuff that a lot of people don't pay attention to.
When I think about hip hop today, I think it's very accessible to somebody's particular ear, whether they want to hear turn up music, whether they want to hear some type of consciousness type of music. I think what it is, it almost feels like, sometimes it feels like oversaturated, like it's so much stuff to listen to, it's hard to pinpoint exactly who we want to hear. And a lot of it's because now we have, you know, Apple Music, the titles, and everything's not so radio driven as much as it used to be. So now everybody has everything on the palm of their hands, listening to certain people specifically. Instead of, you know, the radio dictating exactly who gets heard and who gets played and stuff like that.
I actually want to talk about actual DJs. People be like, oh, I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ. No, you make playlists. You're a playlist maker. I'm talking about actual DJs. You that can spin a record, I can make a whole set list, and I have a pre-programmed, like, oh, I'm going off the hot Spotify playlist right now. I'm talking about actually make a playlist yourself. Make yourself a rock party, have different different moves, different vibes, different all this, and not just play off on Spotify or Apple playlists. That's not DJing. That's making a playlist. I can do that on my phone. You can do that on your phone. It's like, oh, I did this. That's not DJing.
So we should think it's the lack of creativity now. It's just too, everything's too accessible.
I don't think everything, I'm glad everything is accessible to people. People don't want to learn the skill sets that come with the craft. This hip hop is an art form. Now, I'm not saying you can't have the simple stuff. It should be an easy burden to hop in. I'm not saying that's a problem. I'm saying that people don't want to actually learn the craft of doing it. All right, let's say you get a mat, some turntables, and like, all right, I'm a DJ now. Do you know how to properly do a set list? Do you know how to actually spin vinyl? Do you know how to actually use real turntables? Do you know the art of actually being a real DJ? And not just saying
I think that's hard pressed to find and hard pressed to figure out who really knows to do what unless they're really in tune with music.
Like,
you know, a lot of people don't have the passion for the music. What comes with it.
I'm not hating on people that do this playlist and stuff. You don't have to know how to do vinyl. I'm saying that's part of the rhythm culture that we did. We actually learn how to play vinyl. Actually learn how to do these things. I DJ for a little bit. I had to learn how to play on real record players. Use a real, like, of course, you don't have to do this, but this is a skill set you should want to know, or at least learn how to learn the history of the past. You don't have to spend around that because you have all this, like Serato and all the other stuff. We don't have to, but you should at least know how to, or know the origins of where this came from.
Right.
Again, not saying that everybody has to know it. You don't have to know it. But you should at least want to know where everything started from.
Exactly. That's how also we distinguish, you know, the greats MCs versus the not so great MCs.
Like you don't have to know everything about everything, but know a little bit about the history of the culture that you're in. Because hip hop is a culture. It is a lifestyle. It's not just a musical genre. It's not just old pop music. No, it's a living, breathing lifestyle and history. And again, I'm not trying to downplay anybody that don't know these things because everybody don't know everything. You don't have to know how to do this stuff, but you should want to know the history of hip hop.
Most definitely, man.
But most people don't want to or don't learn the history of it. I'm not saying you gotta know everything. You don't have to know this and this and that and this, but you should know at least know something.
At least something, ladies and gentlemen. But again, thank you. To everything that you guys have done for us, Psych G, Black Rob, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Thank you for blessing us with your gifts and blessing hip hop.
Yes.
Right. Next time we roll, let's get to it.
All right, let's see what we got. Oh yes, let's go on to this crazy, crazy big story right now. Just found out about it. Bill and Melinda Gates are breaking up. They're divorcing now. Breaking news.
Oh, my Lord.
And 27 years of murder, they're divorcing.
How many billions about to be split up, bro?
That's a big bees right there, bro. That's a lot of billions right there. I can't count it, bro. Billies? The number too incomprehensible for my small brain.
How many billions can you fit in your do-rag?
Oh, you funny. But no, that's a big number, bro. That's a real, real big number.
Man. Oh, he better not sign no papers.
I don't think he had a prenup.
Damn. That's just as crazy as the, who's home girl? Dr. Dre's wife and him.
No, they got a prenup. But she trying to show you dirty. She trying to call on the Lord. The alleged mistresses and the stand, all that other stuff. Like,
Dr. Dre's need to be like, I don't even know him. Who are they?
Man, Drake, that's crazy. But yeah, I don't know what I can't believe Gates is divorcing, but hey, sometimes you gotta let your partner go, man.
Hey, this just goes to show you that money can't buy happiness.
It can't, but she started with this man when he had nothing. I mean, nothing.
Yeah. So that kind of makes you question, like, what type of person is Bill Gates, really?
Look, sometimes things don't work out. That's the thing. Sometimes.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. No, let me not cast any aspersions.
They've been together for damn near.
Things just don't work sometimes.
They've been together for damn. You remember somebody for damn near 30 years? Come on, that's a long ass time meeting somebody.
Well, I don't know. Billion. Somebody worked. Now I mean, a couple $1 billion. They
spent $150 billion.
They gotta really be like, you know, what I'm saying, a shitty person for me not to be with them anymore.
No,
I'm just saying.
No, because all right, think about it. Okay, you've been in love with somebody for damn near 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have been through everything. Sometimes for our love with people, as mm-hmm. I think it don't be nobody's fault. It's just that y'all grow apart as people, and that can happen in any situation. You be together for 10 years, 2 days, or 50 years, you can grow apart from someone. Even if y'all still saying, love each other, you still grow apart as a thing.
But my thing is that. Money was never an issue with them. It could never be an issue with them.
Money was never an issue, but again, it might be just they grew apart, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The ultimate would have to be, but I mean, to me, I feel like, what's the reason, though? Like,
well, you had to ask them. I have no idea.
Well, yeah. Most definitely. Most saying, like, right now. The reason got to be truly dramatic or traumatic, because that's kind of crazy.
You would think.
Granted, money doesn't buy happiness, but at the same time, you are somebody for that long, and you're not worried for money. So, I guess what?
Yeah, well, she not
he just wasn't
money
spending
no
enough time with her, or maybe just negligent. Like,
well, we don't know. They might have said, "Hey, yeah. They might say, hey, I love you," and he'll say, "Hey, look, we love each other. It's not working right now."
I don't know. Sometimes you might have to
get
over your personal feelings for that Billy.
We not in the right space right now. We're not feeling each other. It's not working. I don't feel love. You don't feel love. You know we love each other, but it's just not working out. We got to cut our losses and let it go.
Let it go, man. But, okay, ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, there's no money doesn't buy happiness or love.
No, but it can sure help.
Most definitely.
And they're gonna buy you love. What happens? Look at help that happens. Come on, right along the way.
Yeah, yes, sir. I can cry in fucking Bermuda.
I cry in a Bentley as the rancher said. I'd rather cry that Bentley than be sitting that Honda.
I'll shed all them tears on a private jet. First class.
On the edge of caution, they're split the estimated $150 billion.
Huh?
Not million, $150 billion. Billion.
Jesus Christ.
That's an estimate. That's a rough estimate. Nobody knows what the actual stuff is. They might be invested in Bitcoin. They might be invested in gold. They might have some invested in the stock market and somewhere else. But it's the estimated $150 billion.
You know, $150 billion? You know how many do-rags you could buy with that room?
There you go. You know, planets I can buy with that? Planets.
Oh, my God. So you would know, huh?
Bush.
My God. But a lot
of space exploration.
But prayers goes out to Bill and Melinda, right?
Yeah, hopefully this is an equitable
yeah,
split.
Prayers to them and their family. Hopefully that everything's amicable and that it could be a peaceful revolution, you know, separation, divorce, yeah. You know, however you want to phrase it. All right. What's next, Roy?
We have a storm turn up the southeast. Apparently, there is a big storm that spawned twisted in Mississippi, made a tornado in Georgia that's killed one person and flash floods in Georgia.
Oh, man. You know, it's tough hearing those situations because it's nothing that anybody's fault. It's just Mother Nature just running its course, and it can happen to anywhere, anytime, based upon how Mother Nature just feels. You know what I'm saying? It's very unfortunate that people get caught in a know, crossfire, these natural disasters, and you know, it's truly horrific. Hopefully,
yeah, prayers to the people.
That's hopefully, when these situations arise, that you know, national news and local news can really divvy out the information like weeks in advance, you know, ahead of time as well.
No, sometimes these storms just hit, man. It's not
they,
like
they do.
Like they this, do. Like they were showing that it's flooding like crazy in Atlanta right now. They say at least one person was dead from a tornado down there. It's wild.
Yeah, and so everybody just, you know, stay safe, stay prayed up. You know, always be vigilant of the weather. You know, sometimes the weather people be wrong as fuck. They say it's gonna be 90 tomorrow, and they say, you know, it's 65 and it's fucking raining cats and dogs.
It is a sign, but it's not exact science when the weather report is. More
yep,
of
so,
a guesstimate.
Yeah, so pay attention to even animals as far as like you see see them reacting funny as far as like see a whole bunch of one certain animal going one certain direction. And that might be a sign to tell you that something's about to happen. So yeah. Pay attention to animals as well.
We have a new story coming out coming from DC. Someone tried to ram the CIA building and got killed by the FBI.
Well, that's usually what's supposed to happen. But
I don't understand what they were thinking, why they were trying to do that.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's really ballsy year. More than ever.
That must have been a suicide attempt right there. That don't sound like logical.
Yeah, definitely not knowledgeable. Definitely just don't care about their own lives. This is really we're in dangerous territory as far as like you know, cult followings and copycats. People just throwing crazy maniacal things for attention, and it's going to cause more copycats. More people just doing crazy batshit things, and
Man, do not listen to this crazy shit. Do not try to overthrow the damn government, man. It's not worth it.
Not worth it. Yeah, potentially losing your life. We don't know how instrumental you are to somebody else's life. So that's the selfish situation of you putting yourself in.
That's jail time, right there, bro. That's jail time, and you might not see a courtroom for that shit. You're like, no, you an enemy of state. Go. Get them off of your ass.
Yeah. Get them out of the way.
No, they still writing up their people that try to take over the Capitol in January. They still writing them up.
Still writing them up.
People snitching on them like, they're over here. Yeah, right over here, y'all. They still catch them. They had to catch them every damn day. Catch them every day. But they think they smart. Like, no, I'm switching my eyeball. Like, nope, we got you, dumbass. You thought I was going to race your phone. Nope. It's all a cloud, bitch. We got you, dumbasses.
Idiots. I'm like, God, people, think before you act.
Man, think before you act. And no, you caught on 4K cameras when you was there.
Yeah, in the 4K.
It's caught in 4K, brother.
4K.
You ain't safe.
You ain't safe, man. All right, bro. What else we got, bro?
We got to talk about the tragic shooting that happened at Curl Park. Was it yesterday? Here in Baltimore. I think it was 6 people were shot and a couple people were dead during the events. I think it was a party down there. Some type of a day party or something. Or some type of gathering down there.
Not to cut you off, Royal. We still have to be mindful that COVID-19 still exists, everybody.
Yeah, so
when you're partying and stuff, you're putting yourself at risk. I still would refrain from going to places where there's a large amount of people that you don't know as well. So just think about the situation you put yourself in as well. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, it's a situation that people out there trying to have a little celebration, I guess. I don't know if anybody was messed up enough. I wasn't out there. I was in the house. I was supposed to be. And people got shot up. It was very, very sad.
That's real. That's tragedy, man.
Hopefully, people get this stuff together, man.
Yeah, that people just want to live their life just like everybody else, while feeling threatened or feel like they have to be in a dangerous situation unnecessarily. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I wish that people would respect others and respect life. You know, just respect, you know, people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. But prayers to those families and those people dealing with loss of life or injuries, man. If you're injured, you know, praying for a speedy recovery as well.
Yes, yes, prayers. We can go to hopefully this rapper is okay. We don't know if people actually hit or not, but the rapper Quando Rondo, that many people have been speculating for weeks, he was gonna get hit up. He had a concert the other day, and at the concert, he was at a dance station at like 3 a.m. And somebody spun that band and shot up with that gas station, shot up with his ass. And they don't know if the people were on the highway shooting at him or they were actually running with the gas station, but they shot his ass. As far as we know, he wasn't hit. There was also a situation during the weekend during the Kentucky Derby with Jack Harlow, where his DJ had killed someone last year in self-defense. And one of his female friends was in the club. They were in Kentucky. And she was stuck up from the side or the back end and busting the head with a bottle and shot her and killed her. And so people were saying that Jack ain't safe to see no more, even though this man defended himself because his mama did attack him. But he said Jack is wrong for having that guy. Like, look, I'm sorry your friend died, but if it's a self-defense situation, it's either me or you. You gotta go.
That's true.
And I know she felt some type of way because I was her friend, but she got what she got. I'm sorry. I don't feel no type of way about it. You don't. I know you felt hurt because I was your friend, but your friend should have put themselves in that situation. And now you put more of your friends in that even more awkward situation. They're like, oh, we lost two friends, man. But y'all want to put yourselves in a situation where that could happen. Especially you as a woman, boy, they're like, oh, I'm a get revenge, get back with my friend. I'm going to get friendship, man, in that place anyway.
Yeah, prayers to these young people. I just want to touch on the Quando Rondo situation. I know a lot of people feel like he should be behind bars, or he should be dealt with, you know, because of the King Von situation.
Look, man, we do not condone these street vigilante antics. We do not condone none of that shit. This is not the Wild Wild West. You're not Wild Bill Hickok. This is not no damn turn of the century. We're talking about not the last century, but the 19th century. It's not what we're talking about. It's not no cowboys or any of this stuff. It's none of that. This is law and order.
This is real life. This is real life. And
just know that these videos and stuff, it's not Call of Duty. These guns are actually real, and your actions have real consequences. And yeah, when people are in the streets, they're really in the streets. Don't think because I'm writing about this stuff that it's a real life consequence to this stuff.
Right. And for Quando Rondo, you know, he still has a family that loves and depend on him.
He does.
You know what I'm saying? Unfortunate for the King Von situation, but you know what I'm saying, Quando Rondo's, his life is still going on. He's still a young rapper trying to make a way live his life to the best way he can.
I know, but a lot of these young guys that are in his situation where they're half in the street, half out, they're still doing street shit. They still have past beefs. So we can't say this is about the King Von shit. He had shit going on before he was a rapper. He's allegedly a Crip. I can't say for sure if he is. He got a Crip. He wear all blue on top, a little Crip necklace, but we can't say he's definitely a Crip because you can't tell nobody. They could be claiming and not actually be what they say they are. He's allegedly a gang member, and we know he had street beef before he was a rapper. So this could be anybody coming at him. But again, just know that this This is real shit. This is street shit, not a game. If you're a rapper, stay a rapper. Don't go back in the street, man. This is not a game. It's not a play. And know that Ole Miss will come back.
Foot out.
Ole Miss will come back to haunt you.
Yeah, and try to put things to end as much as possible, man. Cause no reason for you to having to constantly look over your shoulder, you know.
Nah, man.
You know, besides from no, because you know we know rappers are targets.
You always have to watch your back, no matter
right,
who you
right.
are.
Rappers are targets, no matter what. But you don't want to give people extra ammunition to come for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta move smarter, man. You gotta move smarter, don't be out, man. I know you wanna be out and you wanna be doing stuff, but don't be, if you're a rapper or whatever, you live in a certain type of way, don't be out like that. I don't have to uphold the energy of actually like.
Yeah, you gotta live.
Doing events and stuff, but watch how you move. Just watch how you move, man.
Most definitely. What's next, Roy?
Let's get a test on COVID news real quick. Right. Half the people that are getting the COVID shot aren't going back for their second shot. I don't know why they aren't. They need to. Again, if you go take the shot, unless the Johnson shot was one shot, get both your shots. If you had a Pfizer shot or Moderna shot, get your second shot.
Yeah, and get both your shots. The vaccine is supposed to protect you from causing deadly harm.
You still
obtain the virus, however, that you're 90%, you know, less likely to die from it. Right?
Yeah. Also, don't be going around like, "Oh, I got a vaccine, I'm good." Like, no, wear your mask. Wear your mask.
Unless you're around other vaccinated people. That's what the CDC says.
I'll still be worried about that too. I'll still be wearing my goddamn mask. Because you know, people like, "Oh, I'm vaccinated. Not even had no damn vaccine." You know that.
Exactly. You never know.
So I would be I'll stay wearing my mask. You know, people be lying all the damn time talking about, "Oh, I'm clean. No, they dirty."
Exactly. I mean, yeah. I guess you guys, people gotta say, "You got your card on you? Yeah, fishing, you gotta catch your card."
No, but the thing is, people are out here selling fake cards. Like, it's
yeah, there's some fake cards too.
It's nerds and stuff talking about, "Oh, I can get you a fake card, I can get you this, and you don't need to prove that it's real, so it's a fake one or whatever." I'm like, these people are out here wild, yo. Wild. They got fake vaccines, fake vaccination cards, bootleg everything out there, bitch.
Bootleg everything, man. This generation that we live in, man. Digital
wow,
age.
Wow.
Do anything for a dollar. All you ever need is a dollar in your dream. What do you say? Everybody, be safe. Always be on the side of, you know, precaution. You know, take precautionary measures. If you don't have to go outside, don't go outside that much. Unless it's to, you know, get some fresh air, go walk, you know, by yourself or people that you live with specifically. Yeah, just try to maintain social distancing as much as possible.
Man, prayers out for India, man. India is going through a crazy, crazy fucking COVID response right now. They're losing people left and right. This is ridiculous.
Shout out to India. Shout out to viewership from India as well.
Man,
yep.
Many prayers to Indian folks, man. They need the oxygen tank, the villains, everything out there. They bad. They're bad out there. They're real bad because when the first wave hit, they're like, "Oh, yeah, we got this right." They didn't plan for a second wave or anything else. They resupply certain stuff. Like, they fucked, man.
Yeah. Prayers to them. Hopefully that they get the necessary resources they need in order to get that country back up and running the way it should be.
Yes, sir. Prayers to them, man. Prayers to them. Stay strong, India.
Stay strong.
All right.
What else you got, bro?
Germany has canceled Oktoberfest for the second year in a row. Over fears of virus. Thank you, Germany. We don't need no Super Spreader Festival going on around here. Thank you for being responsible.
Do you know whether the Olympics are still happening, bro?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see.
I can imagine that they have it. It has to be like some type of bubble scenario.
2021.
I mean, that would only make sense. That have to be like a bubble scenario, like the NBA had last year.
It would have to be so I was going to know it starts July 23rd, 2021. Still going.
We'll see how this shakes out. Yeah.
Hopefully you got the Tokyo bubble going on, man. This is going to be ridiculous.
You going to be in Tokyo?
Hell no, I'll be watching all the events on my TV. Fuck you, man. I ain't leaving the country.
Hey, man, when your baby mother's in Japan?
I ain't got no baby mama's brother. If I did have a baby mama in Japan, she'd be over here with me.
Oh, this nigga.
Nah, I had to have my child. Bro, I had to have my child funny, being brother.
On the internet. About like pretty much like single guys like kind of pursue single parent moms like really upset. We want their baby fathers to actually watch their kids so we can get time with their baby mothers, but they never want to watch their kids.
Well, look, man, single mothers are cool as whatever. They ain't my bag to date, but they cool.
What? Well, you hating on the single mothers?
I don't hate them. I just don't date them.
You're crazy. I love the single mothers. Love all y'all.
I said they can't get this. Yeah, you know, but I say I'll date them.
Love single women too. I'll date single parent women.
No, bro. I don't want to deal with that. Hey, brother. I don't want to do that.
Man, women need love. No matter their situations and scenarios.
I say they don't need no love. They get all the love they get. They get no love.
Bro, you can treat them to Chipotle at least, man. Come on, man. Don't be like that.
Look, man. We can have our fun. We can have our fun. They don't say relationship, though.
Man, we're going to treat these queens right 2021. Ain't that right, bro?
I'm not saying don't treat the woman right. You also treat the woman right.
See, what you're supposed to do.
What's that about this spot? You're
supposed to put them on the PJ, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Cash out them $3,000 just because, you feel me?
Oh, you're a pocket, brother. That's,
you know, the real nigga I am, you feel me? Respectfully.
That's
treat
all.
Treat your queen nice.
That's nice all lame right there, brother. That's all lame. I'll do none of that shit. Fuck that.
Then you trick Daddy Dollars over there.
I ain't tricking not, baby.
But shout out to our queens, shout out to all single parent women out here, shout out to all the mothers. You know, Mother's Day's right around the corner.
Shout out to all the mothers.
We love our women viewership.
Single mother, widow. Shout out to all the mothers.
I don't know where we'd be, but thank you for tuning in each and every week with us as well.
Yeah, we love the mothers over here. Mothers are great.
We got any more topics left, Roy? Or
we got one more thing we can talk about. We spoke a little bit about the Andrew Brown Jr. thing last week, about how they declared a state of emergency in North Carolina because they hadn't had the video footage released yet. Mm-hmm. They have officially not. They held his funeral. They still haven't released the body cam footage of how he died. It's always suspicious that they haven't released any videos and some of the officers have already been fired and stuff or left the force or leave right now. They haven't released none of the video footage for his death. I don't want to say murder yet because we haven't seen the footage. It seems like it might be a murder. Or execution, because they're scared to release the footage right now. It's very telling they were declared a state of emergency. That would mean how damning this video evidence would be. It's mighty damning if they had to play a state of emergency before they release this shit. They still haven't released it yet.
Yeah, nothing shocks me or really.
Okay, if they do release
nothing shocks me more as far as like. How bad the footage could be.
If they do release it, we will speak on it again further on the podcast, but I will not be watching it. As I said, I'll not watch any more Black Trauma.
I won't look to watch it. If it passes by, I'll talk about it as much as I can, but I try not to look for negativity and put that in like in my heart and my spirit and stuff like that.
I might have to watch this to get some context to the T-Wolves House here on the podcast, but I'm not looking forward to watching any of this. It's not something I plan on, like saying, oh, I'm excited to watch it. No, this is not that. I'll probably watch it for the content of the podcast that should give a detailed view on it, but no, it's not something I would usually want to see.
Yeah. We just need to do better. Everybody do better.
Hopefully they do release the footage.
Justice Department, do better. You know what I'm saying? Your local police department, do better. You know what I'm saying? We as a community, do better. You know what I'm saying? Black, white, purple, whoever. You know what I'm saying? We just got to do better. We have to, respect one another. We don't have to like everybody, but we have to think respect is the biggest thing that we need out here.
Man.
Right. I just want to get my little diatribe or whatever. Question that crossed, not crossed my mind, but was presented to me. I just wanted to what you think as well. Do you think that the human species is greater than your soul? Do you think being human is something to be revered, or do you think your soul is greater than the human experience?
I don't understand that, but from what I gather, you're asking whether I feel that the spiritual form is more than the physical form that we currently have now?
Correct.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, I believe that our spirit, this is just a, all right, this is what I believe. Have you ever watched mecha anime, like Evangelion or Gundam, anything like that?
I watched Gundam Wing.
All right. I believe the our physical form is just the Gundams. Our soul is a pilot. So if we leave this Gundam, this flesh form, our soul doesn't disappear, it just leaves this mech. It goes somewhere else. I don't know where it goes. I don't know if it's to another dimension, a higher plane, a different space, to the multiverse, get reincarnated again to a different mech. I don't know. But I believe it is greater than the sum of what this human form is.
Yeah, that's something to the same effect to a family member who proposed the idea that pretty much what she was saying was that he values the human she places human the way we live in this form, in this physical body, as pretty much the greater than greater than what we can't see, with our naked eye.
Okay.
So pretty much placing value of things that we do from a physical aspect, as far as to the way we walk, the way we talk.
The tangible physical elements of this world that we can actually
But what I was saying to her is that, more or less the question was also sitting around was like, what's the purpose of us being here? To me, what I tried to convey was that for us is to find out who we are individually, aside from other people. This is for only something that you can figure out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's an individual type of thing, right? I think that we're all born here to figure out who we are. But from her point of view, she feels like that talking with other people will essentially be able to gather people to understand of trying to pretty much form human peace. But I was telling her that pretty much that's not the way reality is. People have free will. People might could say this and that and do things totally left.
You know what I'm saying? There's no right or wrong answer to this question because.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's opinion based. You know what I'm saying? We won't know until we perish.
All right, let's put it like this. This is me, and this is also not me. This is what I perceive me as right now, but I might not be this to someone looking from a different perspective on what this realm that we're in is.
Right.
And I don't know if the me I see is the me that anyone else sees, or if it's what no one sees. Like, if you're the loser, like, all right, I'm the main character of my story, right? Mm-hmm. You're the main character of your story, right? Everybody else is a secondary player, right? But are they actually there, or are they figures in your memory that you see there? Like, are you there or not? I don't know if you're there. I don't know.
It's one of those.
I don't know if you're actually there, or it's just me projecting you in my mind's eye as, okay, he's right there.
It's one of those philosophical type of things. You know what I'm saying? Are we really real? You know what I'm saying? Do you think that you think? You know what I'm saying? Those type of questions.
We could be selves for all we know.
Yeah, we could be playing somebody's imagination. Who knows?
We don't know. As far as I know, I'm real. As far as I know,
however, I don't know that for me personally, like the way I think, the way I maneuver, besides the things that you see, I know within me that there's something more to me that meets the eye. And something that nobody else can ever really gauge.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question for you real quick.
Go ahead.
If you found out that none of this was real other than what you experienced, like I say everything else was simulated. What you're running now is a simulation of a possible life you could have. Say you one day you just pop up, take the VR headset off, be like, all right, that was a great demo. What'd you think about it? How would you feel about the experiences you had, the life that you actually live right? What do you say? The fuck kind of shit is this? Why would you put me a shitty ass game? Or would you be like, oh, wow, well, it was great. I want to do that again. How would you feel about it?
I'd be like, I want to right my wrongs. I'm going to be investing in Bitcoin.
Me personally, I would be like, why would you throw me a shitty ass game? Why would you have it with all the defaults? Or why would you put me on hard mode in this game of life? Why would you put all these obstacles against me and make it so my game is way harder than everybody else's? Why would you make me play it on damn master mode where I can play it easy? Like,
no bullshit.
What was the point of that? I think I'll be angry about
but
that.
But I think the answer to that is that everybody's life is everything, the way you live your life is unique towards you. And
it is your story, but some people start the game at a higher difficulty level than others. I would also like to play it on easy mode.
But it's also how people think about life and people wants needs and desires. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want for anything. A lot of people feel like they can just live life without the government, you know, at all. You know, wake up, you know what I'm saying, go fishing, hunting, whatever you need to do. And live life that way. Off the grid, stuff like that.
That's a very small percentage of a small percentage of a small percentage of people that can actually live that way. I can actually fish, I can hunt, I can do all these things. Do I want to know, can I do it? Yeah. Do I have the skills to do it? Yes, I do. But you know how hard it is to do that shit? Hard it is. You have to know carpentry.
I mean, a lot of things are hard.
You have to know.
But I mean, a lot of things are hard to you. But to that person that's actually doing it, it's not hard. It's just a way of life for them.
No, I'm saying, okay, unless you're brought up learning these skill sets and knowing this, or at least some type of way, that's very hard to transition from being a person in running society to being off the grid. It's so many skills that you have to learn to actually live that life that people talk about, like, oh, I want to be off the grid. Like, you know how you have to build your own shelter unless you get something prefabricated or something. You gotta build your own shelter tank unless you got something. You have to build all this stuff around you.
It's 24 hours in a day. You can figure things out.
It's not easy work.
It's
not easy.
It's nothing.
It's not easy work.
We know in this life, nothing in this life is easy.
Well, some stuff is easy.
It's not easy. There's hard work, hard labor that's being done.
It is, but most people don't do the hard work or hard labor. For stuff we're talking about, most stuff is not as hard as we. All right, most stuff is not as hard as, like, we don't have to go out and hunt stuff. We don't have to go out to hunt food, fish, and stuff like that. But for most people, can just go to a supermarket, go to a store, and it's right there for you.
Right.
You don't have to slaughter your own cow. You don't have to slaughter your own pig. You don't got to go there and cure your own meat. You don't have to go pick your own vegetables. You don't do none of that shit. Unless you want to, unless that's something you actively work into, or you're a farmer or something, and you actively do that in your career field, most people don't have to do that shit. Again, there are places, I'm talking about most people in the Western world. Of course, there are places, there's certain people that do it in this Western world, but most people in other countries, they have to do that. That's what they have to do. But most people don't have to do that in this first world society.
My answer is pretty much do whatever that helps you find fulfillment and happiness within your life. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the key. Find out what really makes you happy and what's best for you in your way of life, in your way of thinking, who you pray to, who you confide in. And, individually, whatever makes you feel whole. Focus on those things.
Oh yeah, we don't know nobody doing that. We don't know nobody doing that. Live your life, go do what you want to do, but don't think it's gonna be easy. It's not easy.
Shit ain't easy. Even if you make it look easy. Words to the wise. We got anything else, Roy?
Let's see.
Going once.
Nothing.
Going twice.
Nothing actually. No good news.
We ain't got nothing. Okay. All right, guys. We are back here on the YouTube. You feel me? So we're going to have a special guest for you on next episode. I promise you guys as well. Just want to thank you guys for tuning in each and every week. We're back, got the visuals. Know you miss seeing my face. Not so much for Roy, but you know what I'm saying, here. Yeah. But we'll be back at it again, right, though. Thank you guys for rocking out with us. This is our 1 year anniversary. Hey, let's get it, man. Thank you guys for rocking with us. It's been a year, it's been a lot of content, a lot of things that transpired, you know, good, bad. And different, and thank you, Royal, for joining me along this ride. You feel me?
I couldn't do it without you, but you could have done it without me. You know, I bring spices to your life.
But thank you, Royal, for definitely helping me out. You know, I mean, this is our stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We own this. Thank you for everybody who tuned in, and everybody join in on the episodes, you know. Just thank each and every one of you guys. We got much more to come, man, but stay blessed, stay prayed up, social distance, wash hand sanitizer, all the good stuff. And thank you for all the YouTube readership and everybody overseas as well, man. But You know what it is. You'll see us next week. Till then, deuces. Jesus.